ECER 2009, the podcasts. This interview is with Lawrence Lasnik from the Institute of Advanced Studies in Vienna, Austria. Lawrence, you've been the program organizer for this year's conference. Tell me your experiences.
Yes, I think first that the topic of the conference, theory and evidence, was a very important topic. And we have also chosen this topic for one of the for our panel session, speaking very much about the role evidence can have in policy making. And I think we have seen there that there are big challenges for us as researchers to provide the evidence for policy and for practice.
Some of the people I've talked to, Lawrence, have suggested that actually we have policy-driven research, not evidence-based policy. In the vocational field, is it that policy is being based on research, or is it the researchers are following the policy agenda?
Yes, I think there is a distinction in the literature between, the supportive research. There's another term Michael Young uses. I have lost it at the moment. I think there are two camps, some extent, in research. One is really policy-driven, and I think the other camp is not so very big. And here is the big demand also in educational research as a whole, but also in the area of vet research.
And tell me a little about the research you were presenting at the conference.
Yes, I am very much in the middle. On the one hand, I am making research for policy advice, but for conferences, I'm trying to reflect on this kind of research and to give a deeper, theoretically led interpretation to the results we have.
And I think the session you were at yesterday was about competence-based qualifications and outcomes, or am I wrong?
Yes, it was about outcome orientation. Where is the evidence? And I think we have shown that, in fact, the policy is not based on evidence. And this ideal is very far away, if ever to be reached.
So the policymakers are telling us that outcomes is the way we should be going and education should become outcome-driven. Are you saying we have no evidence for that idea?
Yes, in fact, I think we don't have evidence to show that if we make outcomes-driven policies, that this ever reaches the practice level.
So the question is the effect, not so much the effectiveness of outcomes-based education, but the link between policy and practice?
Yeah, I think there are, of course, problems at the practice level, but what is not so clear is how to change this. And there are many policy proposals which seem to change this, but probably might not be so much successful.
So how do you think we can overcome that issue?
Now, I think we have to focus very much on the practice level.
So it's research into what is happening in practice,
yes,
rather than research at an abstract policy level.
Yes, I think. And I think also that to bring research together with the teachers, this is a main issue, and to make this in the right way.
And so that demands some re-examination of research methodologies, presumably.
Yeah, on the one hand, and also teacher education on the other hand.
Lawrence, thank you very much for the interview, and can I personally thank you for acting as the VetNet conference chair this year.
Thank you, also, Graham.
This recording was made at the ECER conference in Vienna in September 2009. It is a Pontedusky and VetNet production for ECER. The programme is licensed under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license.